Our next guest is a former National Football League player who spent several years in the league as a member of the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He also became a few years ago the first active NFL player to come out as bisexual. He is an activist for LGBTQ plus rights. He's working on a brand new book that'll be out next year called The Yards Between Us. We're happy to be joined this afternoon by R.K. Russell. R.K., thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy National Coming Out Day as well.
Oh my God, happy National Coming Out Day. It is a great and monumentous day.
Absolutely. Well, for you, how difficult was that decision to come out?
Well, I want to say, first and foremost, you know, coming out's a tough decision for everybody. There are so many factors that come into play with coming out. You know, your safety, your well-being, your family, your relationships, the way you were raised. A lot of people, you know, have religion be a factor of it. There are so many factors. And for me, one of the main factors and the biggest at that time obstacles was also my profession, was being an NFL player, you know, being one of the most hyper-masculine sports in the world. I would say it was definitely a difficult decision, but to come out for me was the right decision. It was a choice of survival. It was a choice of putting myself and my own self-worth and self-love above just what I did for a profession. And, you know, I have no regrets. And my life has definitely transformed tenfold since that moment. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah, well, why was it important for you to do that? Not just to your family and friends, but to do it in a public way.
Yeah, I mean, football in the NFL specifically, you know, that is an organization, a sport that I love so dear, that has brought me so many relationships and you know, family and brothers and mentors and opportunities in my life. And it felt like, you know, in the 100-plus years that the NFL has been founded and established, I believe, you know, now currently, I believe there's only 16 players in the history of the NFL that have come out publicly. So I also saw room for growth. I saw room for the organization and the game that I love so much in the LGBTQ plus community and the identity and the community that I also belong to hopefully continue to bridge this gap and to support each other and to love each other and to be better, specifically the NFL being better to the LGBTQ plus community in football and male sports, being better and more inclusive and more diverse and more intentional in the way that they support their LGBTQ plus players, fans, everyone.
What was the impact of that decision, not just personally, but also professionally for you?
The impact professionally, honestly, my career was kind of not the last thing I was thinking about, because a lot of my family and friends, you know, did ask about football once I told them about my decision to come out. And, you know, it was a point of, I should be able to live my truth and be who I am and also play the game that I love. And that was my final statement before coming out. And that's the statement that I still champion, not just for myself, but for any LGBTQ plus athlete in any sport. My career and really my relationship with football have kind of transformed, because I went from, you know, playing for a singular team and being on the field and having that impact in that moment, you know, to impact those around me in that city, to now having a relationship with the NFL and with athletes at large across the league, across 32 teams, you know, in the corporate sphere, to start and really spearhead pride initiatives such as the NFL's National Coming Out Day PSA and the Pride Table Talk they have, you know, all of these things, the GLAAD NFL Super Bowl events, and to really hopefully make an impact across the league instead of kind of making an impact for one team in one city.
We're talking with R.K. Russell here on Downtown. As for the NFL itself, is there legitimate support from the league, or are they just saying the right things?
I think there's definitely legitimate support. One, I've been in those offices, and I've talked to a lot of people who truly champion LGBTQ plus athletes. But I also encourage the skepticism. I encourage, you know, the critiquing eye on the NFL, because I think that's also how we create progress. I think that's also how we make sure that the NFL is not just, you know, talking the talk, but walking the walk. I think it's, you know, football in and of itself is a very critical sport. You can, you know, make a play and in real time, 100,000 people can tell you how they feel about it. So I think that's healthy. I think that's part of the growth, and I think that's part of what keeps the work honest. I will say that in the past 5 years, maybe in the past decade, we've seen more progress in the NFL in terms of LGBT plus athletes than we've seen in the prior years, almost 90 plus years. So I'm very encouraged that the NFL is moving in a positive direction. Progression, sadly, is not linear. There will be peaks and valleys. But this book, The Yards Between Us, in my purpose as an athlete, as a writer, as an advocate, is to make sure that the NFL is more progressive and accepting when it leaves than when I started.
How easily do you accept your new role? Because you clearly are a voice of the LGBTQ plus community. Is that where you want to be in your life?
You know, I think that from coming out, there was an impact beyond what I could even have imagined. I felt naturally a calling to speak up and to use my voice, to use my story, to use my gifts, my abilities, such as writing with a memoir like The Yards Between Us, and to advocate and support people in ways that I can. I think now being a voice, specifically also in sports for LGBTQ plus people, is an honor. You know, when hosts like you invite me on, when organizations want me to speak, when universities invite me to come, when publishers want me to write my story, that's an honor. And I feel lucky and fortunate to be in that place. I feel confident in my ability to positively impact and move the needle, push the needle forward. And I am hoping to build a legacy that when I leave will have made real change in this world for LGBTQ plus athletes and for all people, for Black people, for every intersection that I encompass and also those that I don't. So I'm very fortunate. I feel strong purpose and strong calling, and I will do it until I can't anymore, essentially.
Well, these are interesting and sometimes perilous times for people in the community and for the whole nation, as well as we see a number of states that have enacted laws restricting the participation of trans athletes. And all of this, to me, I find very curious, because it seems to be a lot of laws finding a solution to a problem that doesn't actually exist.
Yes, I definitely agree with that last statement. You know, and I think a lot of the policies, specifically with trans athletes and more specifically with trans women in sports, are not founded in science, but really in fear or in bigotry or in, you know, some misguided attempt to quote unquote protect women's sports, which, you know, also historically, you know, in women's sports, these same, you know, lawmakers and policymakers, opinionated people did not feel the need to protect women's sports, you know, with pay disparities and discrepancies between female athletes and male athletes, you know, with health care or women's health care, abortion, all of these things. You know, they weren't speaking up then, but now all of a sudden women's sports is important to them and quote unquote protecting it from trans athletes. You know, so there's a lot there. I also lend my voice, my platform to the LGBTQ plus and trans community when I can. Because sports is supposed to be a uniting factor. It's supposed to be family. It's supposed to be a place where, regardless of where you came from or who you are, where you can come in and make an impact and work hard and dedicate yourself to a team and be family and be a part of a unit to be work for a greater purpose and a greater goal. And people are using that and weaponizing it against people when that is not the true power and calling of sports.
When the book comes out next year, and we can't wait for it, it's called The Yards Between Us, what will we learn that we don't know about our gay Russell?
A lot. The Yards Between Us is, I mean, it's so personal. I have been saying recently it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and I think as playing in the NFL, that should carry some weight, because this is a very vulnerable and truthful book, but it's also, all I hope is that, you know, regardless of whether you are an LGBTQ plus person, a Black person, a athlete, that you pick it up and you read the story of a human being, that you see commonalities in yourself, in your brothers or sisters or your family members, your coworkers, your peers, and that it humanizes topics that sometimes are often talked about with such callous and such separation and devoid of emotion. I hope that it humanizes those things for people. I hope that people also feel seen. They feel loved and respected, and I hope that they see that my journey, regardless of the outcome of football, is a journey of love and inspiration and motivation and hope. That is my hope for anyone who reads The Yards Between Us, and that is also a gift that someone could give me from reading it. So The Yards Between Us, available May 2023, but also is available now for pre-order wherever you pre-order your book.
Do you see a time, RRK, when homophobia, transphobia aren't part of the fabric of not just football, but sports or America in general?
Yes, I think you know, there will always be resistance. There will always be hate. Nothing is perfect. I think a lot of the times LGBTQ plus athletes, and really, well, I guess homophobia is weaponized for ulterior motives and a different purpose than actually to protect the purity of the sport. But I do see a time where that becomes the minority. I already do feel like it's the minority. I feel like it's a small, loud group making a lot of noise, and I think they're getting louder and louder because they see that they're losing this battle. But I see the moment where an athlete can come out, can be celebrated, and then go to work the next day. You can cheer for them, or you can root against them because they're going against your favorite team. And we move forward, and we see it more frequently. And we see all the negativity less frequently. I think that day has been coming. I think we're on that scale and that slope. And I'm excited for it. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that day comes soon.
Well, we look forward to the book, The Yards Between Us, coming out next May. In the meantime, keep up the great fight and the good work you're doing. And thanks so much for making time for us today.
Of course. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.